Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, author of the book Writing Tools, 50 Essential Strategies for Every Writer, and this is the podcast version of tool number 36, Mix Narrative Modes. Combine story forms using a technique called the broken line. Some writing tools work best for straight reports and explanations. Others help the writer craft compelling narratives. The author will often need tools to do both, to construct a world that the reader can enter and then report or comment on that world. The result is a hybrid, best exemplified by a story form called the broken line. To understand the broken line, think of its opposite, the unbroken line. Most movies are unbroken narrative lines. Frodo takes possession of the Ring of Power and sets out on a journey to destroy it. James Bond receives an assignment, saves the world, and gets the girl. On occasion, a director will break the line of narrative for some other purpose. In the movie Alfie, for example, the main character stops the action, turns to the camera, and speaks to the audience. These surprise monologues reveal the corners of his character and foreshadow plot complications. Writers can draw on dramatic literature and movies for examples of explanatory interruptions of narrative action. Begin with soliloquies in Shakespearean tragedies. To be or not to be, that is the question. Does not advance the story, but reveals Hamlet's indecision. Think of the stage manager who addresses the audience in countless high school productions of Our Town by Thornton Wilder. The narrator of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, dressed in a smoking jacket and speaking from his study, interrupts the gender-bending parody of monster movies to teach the audience the steps of the dance called the Time Warp. And so, I've been told, antique porn films occasionally featured a white-coated therapist to comment on the action, providing what was then called redeeming social value. That is the secret and the power of the broken line. The writer tells us a story, then stops the story to tell us about the story, then returns to the story. Imagine this form as a train ride with occasional whistle stops. While this literary mix makes sense in nonfiction, you can find analogies in great works of fiction going back to the earliest expressions of English literature. The narrative line in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales is a pilgrimage, but that story is interrupted by the sacred and profane tales told by pilgrims. To many, Moby Dick feels like two books, the tragic story of a crazed sea captain's search for a deadly whale, interrupted time and again by explanations of whaling and the humdrum life of sailors. Even Huckleberry Finn describes a journey down a river, a narrative line with several landings across the way. Many newspapers and magazines have miniaturized this movement with a device called the nut paragraph, or nut graph for short. Any story that begins without the news requires a phrase, a sentence, a paragraph, a zone that answers the question, so what? The nut paragraph answers that question for the reader. And there you have tool number 36, mix narrative modes, combine story forms using the broken line.